أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه أن أنذر قومك من قبل أن يأتيهم عذاب أليم. قال يا قوم إني لكم نذير مبين أن اعبدوا الله واتقوه وأطيعون يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى إن أجل الله إذا جاء لا يؤخر لو كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. These, as we would know at the opening ayat of Surah Nuh, this surah was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the hijrah in the Makki period of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And very briefly, the surah describes Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam's effort amongst his people and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's various promises for people that accept the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But also, at the same time, if they do not accept the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the consequences are also evident. Now we know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam an absolutely long lifespan. The Quran itself alludes to the fact that 950 years was the life of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam got nubuwat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at the age of 40. And then also Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say that Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam exhausted all his efforts in inviting his people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One generation had come and gone, and they had not accepted Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. And like that, the second generation had passed, and then the third generation had passed, which makes it quite evident that although his people had a long lifespan, but the lifespan that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted Nuh alayhi salatu was salam was not granted to the general people of the community of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. It may have been long, but not as long as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. Nuh alayhi salatu was salam was sent as a Nabi to his people with specific instructions from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And throughout the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the various Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. And in different places of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Nuh alayhi salatu was salam and his mission. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam would go out, invite his people towards Tawheed, towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, they did not accept and they were not receptive to the message of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, and they would assault Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam to the time that he would become unconscious. And then they would take him and wrap him up in a blanket, often thinking that Nuh would have passed on, and then they would throw him back into his house. But this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so persistent in the da'wat, in the invitation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when he would regain consciousness, he would make dua for his people, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِقَوْمِ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. O Allah, forgive my people, for certainly they do not know. Similar to that, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make the dua. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna arsalna Nuhan. Certainly we had sent Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam ila qawmihi, to his people, to his community. Simple message, an andir qawmaka min qabli ay ya'tiyahum adhabun alim, that Nuh, warn your people before the painful punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes upon them. قَالَ يَا قَوْمْ إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. Very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the words of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam introduced himself and he said that certainly I am an open, I am a manifest warner to you, In other words, I have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this very, very simple but very powerful message, أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, that leave all your idols and worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, وَاتَّقُوا, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, وَأَطِيعُونِ, and follow me and become obedient to me. In other words, whatever I say is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you follow whatever I say, obviously you will become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do these three things, you bring the ibadat of Allah, you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have the taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you follow and you obey me, then yaghfir lakum min dhunubikum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you your sins. Now here, whether a person had committed kufr for few years of his life, for decades, his whole life, he could have lived a life of a century, and he was involved in the kufr and shirk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as soon as he brings Islam, as soon as he accepts the message of Allah and the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive the sins of that person. وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will delay, Allah will postpone إِلَىٰ for you إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ, to an appointed time. In other words, Allah ta'ala will defer the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The simple explanation of this is that if you do not bring iman, then obviously the azab of Allah will come. And we know that the azab for the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam were the floods, and people drowned and they were destroyed. But obviously if you accept iman and you accept Islam, then that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will defer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will move away from you. Death is inevitable, it is going to come on its time. The difference is, you will either die in the state of kufr, or you will die in the state of iman. So bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you will die in the total obedience of Allah. Otherwise this azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come upon you, and it will sweep you off your feet, and then obviously you will leave this world in the disobedience of Allah. Inna ajal Allahi idha ja'a la yu'akhar, certainly the ajal, the time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes, it is not going to be deferred, it is not going to be delayed. Lo kuntum ta'lamun, if only you know this phenomena of Allah and how severe is the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.